Let us all rise for today's scripture reading.
我就起立，我哋一齐读今日嘅经文。
Today's scripture reading is taken from in the New Testament, the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 41 through 47.
我哋读经嘅经文嚟自使徒行传第二章41-47节。
We will first read this together, first in English and then in Chinese.
我哋会先用英文，然后广东话读出。
Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple. They broke bread in their homes
and
ate
together with glad and sincere heart.
Praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
使徒行传第二章四十一节，我一齐读。于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约有3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事行迹。信的人都在一处，凡物共用，并且卖了田产、家业，照各人所需用的分给各人。他们天天同心合意，行切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜，诚实的用饭。赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天增加给他们。
I bless the reading and hearing of his word.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话语嘅人。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Today we have the great pleasure, this Thanksgiving Thursday, that Mr. Jin Cheng will bring today's message titled Praise God with Joyful Hearts.
今日郑振元弟兄会为我哋传讲神嘅信息。
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
感恩节快乐。
Let's try something new, or at least new to me. Could we turn to your left and right and greet one another by saying Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to Grace Church?
可唔可以同大家你隔篱左右嘅讲一声感恩节快乐？
It's great to see you, all of you. My name is Jen, and I serve as a director of youth and college and career fellowship here at Grace Church.
我是郑振元，我是这个教会的青年事工的负责人。
And I'd like to welcome every one of you who's here joining us this morning, either in person or online.
我欢迎大家今日在这里或者在网上边同我一起崇拜。
Before we begin, let me start with a word of prayer. Let us pray.
祈祷开始。
Well, Lord, we desire to adore your name today, which is excellent in all the earth and whose glory is above the heavens. You are the maker and sustainer of all things that are created, and for your servant pleasure, it is that they still exist and were created at first. Your hands have made and fashioned us the way we glorify you, and all that we enjoy comes from you. And we also confess that we are the workmanship of your power and wisdom, and therefore, Lord God, make us likewise your spiritual workmanship, created anew in Jesus Christ into holiness and true righteousness each and every day, until you call us home or you return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
According to the National Turkey Federation, whether you believe it or not, about 88% of people in America eat Thanksgiving turkey each year.
根据火鸡协会，他说在美国里面有 88%的人在感恩节那天都会吃火鸡。
This means that about 290 million people will enjoy turkey today.
即是说大概有 29,000,000人会今天吃火鸡。
And this comes out to be approximately about $1.3 billion spending just on Thanksgiving turkeys.
即是说我们用了大概12亿来吃这个火鸡。
But when we consider the very first recorded, and there are only two sources of record of this, of Thanksgiving celebrated in the United States, it was much simpler than ours today.
但其实在200年前,根据两个历史资料,其实以前的感恩节很简单。
And when about 100 English men and women, pilgrims, landed on American soil in 1620, nearly half of them succumbed to the harsh winter and an epidemic of disease.
在1620年,大约100个清教徒,英国的清教徒,他来到美国。 但很多人都因为寒冷的天气死了。
But under God's providence and protection, the remaining managed to harvest some crops in the year of 1621, and they gathered and joined Native Americans in Thanksgiving celebration.
但因为神的保守，他们很多人能够生存下来。在1621年，他和很多的印第安人一起庆祝这个感恩节。
Seeing fellow travelers, half of them dying, this celebration, Thanksgiving festival, was a deeply meaningful moment for them.
他们看到在随行有这么多人死了的时候，这个感恩节对他们有特别的意义。
And their gratitude probably ran deeper than most of us today. We do not face imminent foreseeable threat to our life or to our existence, but for them it was life and death situation.
对于跟我们比较，对于当时的美国那些清教徒，他们的感恩比我们的感恩更加大，因为他们面对过这个死亡，这个生死的危机。
And their expression of thanksgiving, gratitude, was remarkable and was truly genuine.
他们的感恩是很深，亦都是很真。
In the midst of all the suffering and persecution they faced, they acknowledged God's provision and continuous protection, which meant everything for them in American soil.
再加上他们在原居地面对的逼迫，都来到美国，他们是很感恩。
Now we do see a similar scene in the early church, don't we?
我亦都睇到喺初期教会同样面对咁嘅情形。
As we read and in today's passage, we see that the early church gathered day by day, giving thanks and praises to God despite continuous persecutions and challenges and suffering.
我睇到喺初期教会嘅信徒，纵然有多嘅逼迫，但系每日都去聚会、祈祷、读经。
Nonetheless, even though the church was under persecution, it grew exponentially, and we read 3,000 souls received baptism at Peter's sermon.
我们看到纵然有这么多的逼迫，在彼得讲道之下，他们亦都增添了3,000人。
And then later, in verse 47, Lord added, those are my babies, excuse me. The Lord added those who were being saved day by day.
在47节他告诉我们，他说主天天将得救的人加给他们。
Now once again, most of us in this day and age expect that the size of the church would decrease rather than increase when the church is under attack.
很多人想想，当教会受逼迫攻击的时候，人数应该减少，反而是加增。
But when you read the history of the church records, it tells us the exact opposite. Actually, the early churches grew in the midst of persecution.
我们看到初期教会的人数是反而增加。
So one thing that we can say is this, that God added to their numbers despite, regardless of the circumstances they were in.
即是说无论他的环境是怎样样，神都在个将信主的人数不断的加增。
At the doorstep of their persecution, as they faced Roman empires and Jews, they rejoiced, they praised God with thanksgiving, even when the entire world seems to have turned its back on them.
用言在当时有罗马人，有这个犹太人，这个世界去敌对他们，但这些初期的信徒依然都去感谢神。
When everyone was saying no, these people say yes to the gospel.
纵然世界的人他们反对这个福音，但这些人依然是支持跟随这个福音。
How is this possible, guys?
为什么这样有可能呢？
Now, how did the people that read in the Bible find patience in adversity and find gratitude in prosperity?
他怎么样在这个圣经神的话语里面找到这个耐性，也都在困难之中可以找到这个喜乐，这个赞美感谢呢？
For example, when we read Job, when we read James, even when we read Deuteronomy and 1 Thessalonians, we find that it is not by ignoring the reality that they were in and moving on.
但是无论我们看这个约伯记，我们看这个雅各书，或者看这个生命记，他们这些人对当时的环境，他们不是一无所知的。
As if you shut yourself down away from the world.
他不是说对这个世界完全是漠视，不知道世界做着什么事。
Nor it wasn't by some sort of management of one's emotions or changing the way that you interpret the reality.
他亦都不是去抑压他自己的感情，亦都是不是说不去看这个世界发生什么事。
But it was precisely by reorienting our mind and our heart and our soul, which is our entire being, back to God the Creator.
而是他们全心全意全意专注在神的身上。
In other words, it was by recognizing God's provision in our suffering and acknowledging God's presence in our persecution.
就是说在他困难的时候，他承认有主的同在，也都是看到神的供应。
And holding on to the promise that he has given us through his people.
亦都去守住神俾佢哋嘅承诺。
It wasn't easy and it wasn't quick.
唔系好容易，亦都唔系一啲好快容易上心嘅事。
Sometimes they had to go through 40 years of wilderness rather than going 7 days of journey.
有可能系40日喺呢个旷野嘅流浪，亦都可能系7日有困难嘅时候。
But when we see what enabled them to rejoice and give thanks to God in unbearable circumstances.It was knowing who God is and knowing what God is doing in our life and acknowledging God's presence in that very moment.
而在这么困难的时候，他做到的就是他知道神是谁，也都知道神在他身上做过什么事，也都承认在什么情况之下神都是与他们同在。
And having God as a common denominator, the early church were able to have all things in common as well.
又因为有神的缘故，这个是他们一起共同的地方。
They didn't gather because they could get some free food.
他们去聚会不是因为有免费餐。
They didn't gather because they were consumeristic fellow brothers and sisters.
他不是说这个是一个好像今天的消费者主义，有些好东西去拿。
They gathered, even in the midst of persecution, because their mind, soul, and heart, and body was all pointing to God and have God as their common denominator.
他们无论在这个情形之下都依然去一起聚会，因为他们有共同的一个主。
That's why we read that they listened, they devoted themselves to teachings of the apostles, which were the words and teachings of Jesus Christ himself.
所以他们讲到说去专注在使徒的教导，彼此的团契。
And after that teaching, they broke bread and received with glad and generous hearts because they knew and they acknowledged that all things are from God, provides and protects his children like you and I.
因为佢睇到系神去嘅供应，俾佢每一个嘅子民，所以佢哋喺呢个嘅啊专注喺使徒嘅教导之下，佢哋有擘饼、有祈祷、有团契。
Individually speaking, their thoughts, emotions, and bodies were all revolving around the resurrected Christ. And when these individuals who are so Christ-centered, God-centered, that gathering can only manifest Christ-centeredness.
既然因为他们都是全心全意专注在神的时候，所以当他们团契的时候，他们散发出来的是基督的信息。
This is the beauty of being a Christian. Being a Christian isn't about your success, but it's about seeing and being part of that glory God has shared for you by grace.
做呢个基督徒唔系在乎于吓你有几成功，而系在乎于究竟你哋之间究竟有冇睇到神系你嘅中心。
And we see this when you listen to a person's prayer, right?
当你听一个人祈祷嘅时候。
Like when you listen, when you hear what prayer requests they have, you can pretty much tell whether that person's heart is in Christ or going after a secular dreams.
如果你听一个人祈祷嘅时候，其实你会睇到就系究竟呢个人系咪真心去一个跟随主嘅人，亦或好似喺度啊念口妄咁祈祷咧？
And when we hear when you read prayers of these early churches, it didn't go like this. For example, Lord, deliver us from this mess we're in.
主啊，求你将我哋喺呢个困难嘅时候救出嚟。
Or Lord, help us to take away all these pains and sufferings from my life.
主啊，求你将我嘅痛苦拎走啦。
I'm sure they've prayed that, but more than that, they prayed for God's presence to be with them wherever they go.
而系话去，无论你喺边一度都好，你都求神与你同在。
Because they knew how powerless they are.When they faced circumstances like that,
佢睇到就话，当你面对一啲咁嘅情形，佢哋几咁无助。
But they acknowledged God's omnipotence in all situations they were in.
但佢睇到就话，无论喺咩情形之下，主都系与佢同在。
The Apostle Paul put it in this way in 1 Thessalonians 5, in Philippians. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything." But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
他说无论在什么情形之下、啊、都不要去灰心，因为主是与你同在。
Now, if the peace of God truly guards our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ,then we will find peace even in the valley of shadow of death.
如果主是与我们同在的时候，就算我在死荫的幽谷里面，我们都可以去捱得过。
It would not be easy for sure to go through it, right?
要去经历这一事会很不容易。
This is why I have huge respect for older people who have gone through so much and I can only relate to that when I hit that point, when I became that age.
咁我睇，所以我对一啲年长嘅人，我好尊敬佢，因为佢哋一生所走过嘅困难。
The valley of shadow of death can have a shape and form in various ways depending on your current situation, but it will be challenging and it will be devastating at times.
咁呢个喺死荫幽谷嘅时候，呢段时间会好困难。
But one thing that we are different from the world is that we have that hope. We see the light, glimpse of it at the end of the tunnel, that once we pass, we will be refined to be pure gold, reflecting God's glory to the dark world.
但是最终我们看到，因为有神与我们同在，我们可以看到这个的一线的生机，看到在神里面的盼望。
I'm not trying to be spiritualize everything here, but this way of reorienting ourselves takes us beyond the limitations of time and space.
咁所以要提醒你啊，将你嘅重心放喺边一度去帮助你。
Being freed from these limitations, they sold all their possessions and acknowledged God's steadfast love.
又话唔好让呢一切嘅嘢去限制咗你，然后去承认 神在每一件事他都是同你同在。
And they remembered those 40 years when God provided manna each and every day.
想起你在旷野的40年，神都为他们去供应这个玛纳。
Unlike many of us today, I'm sure this is not us here, but unlike many of us outside of the church, the early church Christians did not really limit our Creator to creaturely finitude, but acknowledged Him in all things as who He is ad extra.
同我今日唔同早期教会嘅信徒，佢唔会将神呢、这个创造万物嘅神，去将佢去箍限咗，觉得呢个神系有限，而佢哋承认神喺每一件事上都系同佢哋同在。
Now let's look at how about in the time in the Old Testament prior to the Son's incarnation.
我哋睇翻喺呢个旧约圣经里边啊，神嗰个嘅啊点样讲？
And we see precisely the same thing in Psalm 136. Israel, looking back, right? And Israel was giving thanks to God for who He is, not because of what they've done, or not because of the reality they were in. And they were giving thanks for what He has done for them.
咁喺呢个旧约圣经喺个诗篇136篇里边，去以色列民佢哋去感谢神。
Because God is immutable and everlasting, right? This approach is fitting for every God's image bearers.
咁既然神系自有永有嘅时候
，and in Psalm 136 verse 1, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good."
佢话你们要感谢神，因为他本为善。
For His steadfast love. Thank you. Everybody knows, right? Yeah, this is the famous Psalm 136. Now let's get into a Hebrew word for giving thanks, right? Hebrew word used here for giving thanks is yada, right? Yada with a head ending. And yada often means in the Hebrew Bible to confess and also to cast.
咁 yada 呢个系呢个呢个嘅古老呢个嘅希伯来嘅原文佢有唔同嘅意思。
But here it is translated into giving thanks rather than to confess or cause because it's in hiphil format, which should be translated as to praise or to cause to praise.
咁喺呢度呢个亚达嘅意思唔系话要去去呢个嘅去忏悔或者去将一啲嘢抌咗去，而系佢意思系话去赞美或者一个要去赞美嘅原因。
So here giving thanks.Right,
去提醒我哋要去感谢神。
Is caused by God's goodness and His steadfast love, which endures forever.
咁你又话俾我听，佢话神嘅好处，神对我哋嘅慈爱系永远常存，所以我哋要去称谢神。
So who He is that He's a good God, and what He has done is that His steadfast love has been poured upon them forever. And these two things cause Israel to give thanks.And confess and give praises to God.
咁而因为呢两个原因，所以令到佢哋可以去感谢神。
It was more of a declarative act of praising rather than imperative way of inviting Israelites.
咁呢个系对于神嘅一个去宣称神嘅赞美，系因为神系边一个。
And This is not an exaggeration to say that this is the answer to most of, if not all of our problems and hardships in this life.
就话我哋好多时喺我哋生命里边会有啲咩嘅困难呢？
To give thanks to God means to praise Him, caused by knowing and remembering who He is and what He has done for us in our highs and in our lows.
而唔系个意思，即系话我哋去赞美神，因为。我哋去认识佢，而唔系在乎于究竟因为神去解决咗我哋嘅问题，解决咗我哋嘅困难。
Going back to Psalm 136 once again, from verse 5-9, we see that the psalmist is confessing that God created the world, the heavens, the earth, the sun, moon, and stars.
咁喺呢个诗篇136篇第5-9节，佢话去赞美神，因为佢做天做呢个嘅月亮。
So what he's doing is he's recounting what God has done.
佢喺度数算紧究竟神为佢做咗啲咩嘢咧
？And then he's making something that seems impersonal to him because he's talking about creating the sun and then the whole universe, which is very far from us. But he's making that to a personal confession.
咁好多时你去数算神做咗啲咩嘢，尤其讲到神去创造天地万物嘅时候，好似都系同我哋好遥远嘅一样嘅嘢。但系呢个诗人将佢整到系一样对佢自己好有关系嘅。
And it becomes more personal in verse 10 to 20. He confesses that God saved Israel from slavery in Egypt, and God destroyed all of Israel's enemies.
然后跟住佢讲到又话，讲到神点样去拯救呢个以色列人，应该将佢从呢个嘅奴隶之中去释放出嚟。
And he is also recounting how God guided them, sanctified on the way by intentionally taking a longer route than the shorter route into the promised holy land.
亦都讲到喺呢个旷野嘅时候，纵然佢哋要走多咗路，但系睇到神点样去走多嘅路上边去与佢哋同在。
And he's coming back to the present age where he confesses that God has been continuously providing and protecting Israelites and supplying what they need.
佢亦都喺过程里边一切一直去供应佢哋嘅需要。
And at the end of the day.When the psalmist's entire being refocused on God and somehow, by the work of the Holy Spirit, be remembering what God has done for him and the entire Israel, he gave thanks to God and praised him.
咁亦都为到佢对佢自己对以色列人做嘅嘢一切嘅嘢，佢哋去感谢神。
And I think the same can be applied to us this day, this morning for us.
咁今日对我哋有咩意思咧
？When we confess.Who God is and declare what He has done for us, especially in the Son saving us from the damnation, we are giving praises and thanks to God, acknowledging Him to give back what is due to the Creator and Sustainer of all things.
咁当我去感谢神嘅时候，我去感谢佢一直佢让我哋认识佢，亦都去支持我哋嘅生命。
And therefore, by nature, the act of thanksgiving is.The act of thanksgiving is spiritual.
所以睇到就话感恩其实系一样好属灵嘅事。
And this confession of who he is and what he has done, and this declaration of what he has done, are both the beginning and the end of the transcendent nature of God's people like you and I.
咁所以其实当我哋去感恩嘅时候，我哋睇到咗呢个系一个基督徒应该嘅本性。
To be more specific, we can go to 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. Verse 16 says, Rejoice always. Verse 17, Pray without ceasing. And verse 18, Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
他在这个的帖撒罗尼加前书第五章十六到十八节，他这样说，他说要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，这是神。在基督里面给你们的旨意。
We are in the middle. It started from God and it will go back to God.
我们在神那里开始，最终也都会回到神那一道。
Another example would be when I'm driving and I have my navigation, it takes me to somewhere where I don't want to go, I get panicked, right?
咁自然好似你揸车嘅时候，如果你个 GPS 带错咗你，去到一个你唔熟悉嘅地方，你可能我自己都会好惊。
And GPS can't really help us if we don't know where we are starting from and if you don't know where we're going.
咁如果佢你又唔知喺边开始，唔知道结束嘅时候，咁你会揸紧嗰时候会好惊。
Am I the only one or anyone can relate to this? To know that it is from God and to know that through all the means it goes back to God is a key.To a Christian life, and to be more specific, like I said in the beginning of the sermon, it is to acknowledge His presence at all times.
我要知道我系从边一度而嚟，我亦都要知道我最终翻返去边一度。
Whether we're in a life-threatening danger like the first winter that the English pilgrims faced, or the persecutions that the early Christians received, let us.Always, without ceasing, in all circumstances, acknowledge God in every step of the way.
又正如好似早期呢个清教徒一样，喺后经过咗呢个寒冷嘅冬天，佢都去知道佢哋承认神带领佢哋嘅每一步。
But let me assure you, even if you get lost, right? Even if the GPS doesn't work anymore,
就算今日你一个 GPS 啊系唔 work， 亦都你唔知道你喺边一度嘅时候
，Please don't panic。
我哋唔需要担心
，Because he did not leave us as we are there. The word is by voluntary condescension that he came down to lead us by our hands.
因为神系与我哋同在，亦都会神亦都会亲手去带领我哋。
So, brothers and sisters, if you're facing, and I can only speak so much because I am not in your position to feel that sadness or to feel that devastation, but if you're in that moment, rather than ignoring it, right, and rather than just running as fast as you can to just finish what you have started,
未必能够明白到你今日经历嘅嘢。
And running as fast as you can to aim for that end of the long tunnel.
咁好似去，当你去经过一个好困难嘅时候，好似喺一个长长嘅隧道嘅时候。
I encourage you to walk with God in every step of the way.
咁但我希望你会喺每一步，你都系同神一齐同行。
Remember how Israelites came out of Egypt.
想想这个以色列人怎样样离开这个埃及。
They didn't run for their life.
他们不是说要去走出来。
But rather, they received so many and so much materials as they came out of Egypt.
而是他在个过程里面，他在埃及人给了很多东西他
们。And let's go back to the early church. This is what they did. They had that hope, that tunnel vision.Of that hope in Christ Jesus. Therefore, these first Christians acknowledge that they are what they are by the grace of God.
而呢个初期教会嘅人，佢有呢个异象，睇到佢知道佢哋系边一个。
Even at times, situations and circumstances are not in their favor. They acknowledge that they owe everything to the grace of God in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins.
咁佢哋去承认神系与佢哋一齐。
They knew and they recognized and they acknowledged in their mind, in their hearts, in their actions that nothing apart from the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ can give salvation freely.
佢哋知道冇一样嘢可以令佢哋同神去分割。
They knew this. Apart from God, persecution and suffering would be meaningless.
佢话呢一切切嘅逼迫，呢切痛苦，其实最终对佢哋。没这个影响。
But because of what they have seen, what they have heard, because of what they know who God is and what He has done, they were able to face the reality they are in.
但因为他们在这个神里面，在耶稣基督里面有这个盼望的时候，所以他们可以面对他今天的情况。
And their suffering and their pain and their pessimism transferred.Into thanksgiving and praises to the sovereign God.
而一切嘅嘢都最终令到佢哋去感谢神。
As we look back, the early settlers, the early church, and even this year in our daily life, let us remember how God showed Himself to us in the midst of our success and failure, pleasure and suffering.
当我哋去睇翻初期教会嘅人嘅时候，亦都让我睇翻呢一年嘅时候，让我记得神点样去带领我哋。在我们的成功，在我们的失败，在我们的痛苦，在我们开心的时候，神怎样在我们身上去显现祂呢？
And these questions that I prepared might help us to kind of gauge where we are as we give thanks to God and praises to God. First question is Jesus your Lord and Savior just like the day first, just like the first day you believed?
咁我会问第一个问题就话，耶稣基督对于你嚟讲，喺你信主嘅当日。同今日系咪都系一样咧
？And are you filled with the Holy Spirit that points you, the inner person and the outer person, to Jesus Christ day and night, regardless of circumstances you're in？
另一方面，透过圣灵，系咪让你去睇到，无论耶稣嘅外里内里都系一样咧
？Can we take that moment to kind of think through these questions？
我哋可唔可以用时间去谂下头先嗰两条问题咧？
If you're in a situation where everything is about you, everything's pointing towards you inside and not outside, nor God, then we have to reconsider how we can respond to that situation.
今日其實你諗嘅關心嘅係咪一切都係關心嘅係你自己咧？
If as we read in Revelations, if we are not continuing on with that first love, we might have ended up being a lukewarm Christian.
如果今日呢一切嘅嘢都於神嚟講，你都係冇呢個意義嘅時候，會唔會最終你成為一個不冷不熱嘅基督徒，俾神將你吐咗出嚟咧？
Brothers and sisters, when suffering and hardship seems to overtake you, and I'm sure suffering and persecution have different forms and shape for every one of you.
咁可能今日困難將你對你有好大嘅改變，有好多嘅影響。
And when that suffering and that hardship overtake not just you but your beloved ones too.
或者呢啲嘢係影響到你所愛嘅人嘅時候。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will help us to remember that God knows our pain and suffering more than we do.
因為其實神對我哋嘅痛苦，佢認識得更加清楚。
And I want to end with this, that we would acknowledge that God is far greater than all the circumstances we are in, and He is our ultimate shepherd.
讓我哋去承認神係我哋嘅主，比我所知道嘅更加嘅偉大。
And He leads us through every step of your way until He returns or He calls home.
佢會喺每一步去帶領我哋，直至到我返回天家嘅嗰一日。
And we know this by seeing that Jesus Christ was incarnated for us.
我睇到神道成肉身嘅時候，就係將佢嘅愛去展示俾我哋睇。
And I'll show you, when we acknowledge God's presence, His promise, and His protection and provision in all circumstances that you are in, our thanksgiving and our praises will increase day by day.
當我哋承認喺咩情形之下都承認神。 與我們同在的時候，我們對神的感謝每一日都會加增。
And I encourage you, if the world has turned its back on you, and if the way the things you want is not happening, please, please acknowledge Him alone.
咁喺每一個情形之下，都承認我們的主。
And let us pray.
我們低頭祈禱。
Dear God, grow us in your steadfast love, that we may learn to be patient, that we may learn to be grateful in both in our hardship and in our success. Allow us to watch ourselves and allow us to have our brothers and sisters who are accountable to one another, lest we say in our hearts, we don't know you, O God. And forget that you are always watching over us. Even as we look back 2023, to some of us gathered this morning, it was one of the hardest moments in their life. But to some, it was one of the best moments in their life. We pray that teach us and mold us and fill us with the Holy Spirit, that we may give thanks to you this Thanksgiving season, not alone, but with the church that you've called us to be together, not based on what we've done and what we can do in the future, but based on who you are and what you've done for us. Keep us from haughty arrogance and keep us from disguised humility as well, because everything we have is from you. We thank you, we praise you, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.